Do you have the odds on how the pack are going to do?
No, I don't.
I don't. I know.
I'll dig deep. I think I've got some information, though, here.
All righty. We'll find out. And that's about it. 1390K best weather. Look for cloudy and windy conditions, much like yesterday, only a little bit warmer, I think. It feels warmer this morning. Southeasterly winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour kicking up today of cloudy conditions and some possible rain through tomorrow. By the way, small craft advisories are in effect out on the Big Pond. High today of 68 up top by the airport, 62 downtown. High tomorrow of 65. There's a 50% chance of rain today. The stats this morning, east-southeasterly winds at 16 miles per hour already. Barometer dropping at 29.60. The humidity at 78%. Airport temperature 57 degrees, 59 downtown at 632 at 1390 KBEST.
Come and talk of all the things we did today.
No lie, I really, really love you, the one who really loves you. Mary Wells on 1390 KBEST. It's exactly 6:38. 57 is at airport temp. 2 degrees warmer downtown, 59. I'll do the adding this morning, thank you. High this afternoon, about 68 up on top, 62 down here. Winds are peppy again, east-southeasterly at about, 16 miles per hour. Good news, as far as I'm concerned, the weekend is here.
Mark it down, October 27th and 28th, a weekend you'll never forget. Superior Travel Agency makes it all happen. On Saturday, a night with the fabulous Gatlin Brothers at Carlton Celebrity Dinner Theater. Overnight accommodations at the plush Granada Royale, complete with free cocktail hour and a sumptuous breakfast. Then Sunday brunch at Chanhassen Theater to see either Quilters or Mass Appeal. All this plus round-trip transportation from the Twin Ports and a shopping trip to Southdale. That's October 27th and 28th. Call Superior Travel, 392-8887 for reservations.
Duluthians, on primary election day, Tuesday, September 11th, you'll have the chance to further ensure the democratic process for yourself and your neighbors. By voting yes on Duluth's human rights ordinance, you'll help set up a local commission of your peers to hear cases of discrimination. It sets no group above the other, but allows equal opportunity for all. So remember, for democracy, for Duluth, and for yourself, vote yes on the human rights ordinance September 11.
Paid for by Human Rights for Duluth.
It's 20 minutes and 30 seconds now before 7 o'clock. Time for you to be up. All right. Three Dog Night on 1390 KBEST.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea.
That I could go back home.
6:45, and for you and your ears, mostly million sellers all the time on 1390 KBEST. Good morning from John Hart and Peter May.
Once I said I want to shoot, I don't remember why.
Good old Gordon and Peter, A World Without Love.
That's
at
true.
6:50, 1390 KBEST.
I used to sing like a bird when I was just a youth. However, my voice changed, and then I got into radio, and I've been making a lot of money ever since.
Yes,
okay.
I'm sure. I'm sure you have indeed been just raking it in.
That's true. Raiders are 7.5-point favorites over Green Bay. I predict an upset. Green Bay 21.
Was a heartbreaker, wasn't he? Leslie Gore in Judy's Turn to Cry, 6:55 at 1390 KBEST.
Yeah,
John Hart, Peter May.
Yeah.
Were you a heartbreaker when you were young?
No. All I wanted to do was say that it's going to be the Packers 21 and the Raiders 13, and I never got it in because Smokey was singing there.
Oh, yeah, he interrupted you.
And the
Where'd you get that from? Your sports investment counselor?
That's true. My sports investment counselor says it's the lock of the week. No, he doesn't say that. That's just what I think. I think the Raiders 7.5 over Green Bay is far too much.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me if Green Bay came out on top, and let's keep our fingers crossed.
That's a stay-at-home blase. Want to put a little spice in your life? A little pizzazz in that everyday routine? Then come to the Fond du Lac Big Bucks Bingo Hall and have some fun. Now you can enjoy the air-conditioned comfort of the Fond du Lac Big Bucks Bingo Hall 5 nights a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, the excitement begins at 7, Sunday at 6. The Fond du Lac Big Bucks Bingo Hall, 2.25 miles west of Cloquet on Big Lake Road. It's fun, fun, fun.
Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile in Superior is giving you a reason to celebrate. It's their year-end clearance sale going on today and tomorrow, 2 days only. Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile will have lots of free hot dogs and Coke and lots of savings. Super low clearance prices on 84 Chevrolets and Oldsmobiles. Outstanding buys on pre-owned cars and demos. The year-end clearance sale at Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile in Superior, today and tomorrow only. Don't miss out on a good excuse for a celebration.
All right. This is 1390 KBest News. It's 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Johnny Hart and Peter May right here. There was a proposal Thursday to make more money available for college loans to Minnesota students, and a big proposal it was. The Minnesota Higher Education Coordinating Board asked the governor and the legislature to approve a 27.9% increase across the board over the next 2 years, recommending the budget of $153.4 million, and the board additionally wants a big jump in financial aid for part-time students, which is good news. Doctors have successfully completed a kidney transplant on an 18-month-old Florida girl with a disease so rare it doesn't even have a name. Stephanie Reed, who is the size of a six-month-old baby, received her father's kidney in a four-hour operation at University of Minnesota Hospitals Thursday. A hospital spokeswoman says both Stephanie and her 28-year-old dad are in critical but stable condition. The spokeswoman says it's going to take Stephanie about a full year to grow into the size of her father's kidney. Another presidential candidate is going to be on the Minnesota ballot this fall, John. And I know that you're probably thinking of voting for him. It's supporters of Lyndon LaRouche and his running mate, Billy Davis, filed with the Secretary of State's office by petition, turning in more than double the required 2,000 signatures. LaRouche, who lives in Leesburg, Virginia, is running as an independent Democrat. And Kent Hirschbach, a truck driver from suburban Minneapolis, suburban St. Paul, filed for the U.S. Senate seat on the same ticket. What say you?
That, LaRouche and Billy Davis? Sounds like an old rock group.
That's true. That's a new team. This guy has actually got a lot of bucks.
He must have.
And he spends a lot of dough. And he does. He has some pretty unique television advertisements that maybe will come creeping into this market. You'll never hear him on radio, I don't think. Yeah. But you might see him on the tube. And when you do, you will know it's Lyndon LaRouche. I'll tell you that.
All right.
A Dane County Circuit Court has issued a temporary injunction. Ah, yes. You remember good old Monroe Swan?
Oh, yes.
All right. He's got an injunction against him keeping his name on the primary ballot next Tuesday's state Senate election. Swan is a Democrat running for the seat in the 6th District of Wisconsin. He used to represent that area in the Senate, but was convicted of a felony back in 1978. The State Elections Board has maintained that he cannot run nor serve in the legislature unless he gets a complete pardon. Who knows? Up to 13,000 Minnesota farmers may be forced to give up their farms in the next 2 years because of heavy debt. That's the dreary news from State Ag Commissioner Jim Nichols. He based the estimate on a survey of the state's farmers conducted last month by his department. The survey found 13% of the 600 farmers questioned said they have a debt-to-asset ratio of more than 70%. Some 1,700 farmers were mailed the survey, but only about half responded. Remember the story about that 14-year-old boy who arrived in Australia?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he claimed he stowed away on a flight to Australia so he could go surfing.
Right.
He may be, in fact, a Canadian wanted by police, but that's a maybe. You see, Australian officials say 12 days of inquiries in three countries have failed to turn up the boy's claim that he's from San Francisco. In other words, they don't know nothing about that kid, and he's got to be a hotshot at 14 if he can just keep those people at bay for that long. In sports last night, if you like to watch Atlanta on the cable, they played a late game, and they beat Los Angeles 3-2 in 18 innings. That game probably went till 3 in the morning.
Ooh, 18.
Oh, God, that's a long game.
I bet Ted Turner didn't even stick
around. Yeah, he's
for
sitting
that
in the Eastern time zone there in Atlanta in his palatial digs. He turned it off, I'm sure. Yeah. Said, I got to get up. I got work to do in the morning. Let those guys get it done. In the NFL, in the American League, only one game played. Chicago White Sox downed Oakland 7-3. The Twins are still sitting there tied with Kansas City top the Western Division. In the NFL, there was a Thursday night special last night. Pittsburgh downed the New York Jets 23-17. Calvin Peet has a one-stroke lead going into today's second round of the PGA tournament in Sutton, Massachusetts. And a ladies tournament opens today in Portland, Oregon. 54-hole senior PGA tourney gets underway in Richmond, Virginia. And the Minnesota Twins, as you know, open a crucial six-game homestand tonight, playing host to the Texas Rangers at the Metrodome. There's an interesting article on the sports page of today's Tribune which states that as far as losing or dropping 5.5 games and getting into a tie with Kansas City, that ain't nothing. As far as being taking a nosedive, there have been some monumental nosedives a lot later in the season. And so this Twins thing, is they say, professionally and statistically and historically, is nothing to worry about. They may not win the division, but...
Yeah, they do battle with Texas, like you said. Yeah. Texas at the bottom of our division. Kansas City, by the way, who, of course, we're tied with, they will
I hope
play
they go
baseball.
To Toronto.
No, Seattle, actually. They're Seattle's 7.5 out. They're second worst.
Oh, well, okay.
So we could end up still tied here at the end of the weekend.
That's true. That's true. But Texas, all of a sudden, is getting to be a pretty decent ball club. At any rate, Twin Ports weather, we're going to have cloudy conditions and windy weather today, meaning that small craft advisories are in effect for the big pond. South-southeasterly winds under these gray skies at 15 to 25 miles per hour today, and there's rain possible, about a 50% chance today. Expect a high of 68 degrees by the airport, 62 degrees down on Superior Street, and a high tomorrow of 65 degrees. Barometer dropping at this point to 57 degrees at the airport, 59 degrees downtown at KBXT Duluth Superior. I'm Pete May, 702 at 1390 KBEST.
At 1390 KBEST, John Hart and Peter May with you. Cloudy and windy and possible rain from this moment right on through tomorrow. High today 68, now 59 downtown with Spanky and the gang.
I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Just give me some kind of sign. Brenton Wood for us on the radio. 1390 KBEST, 715. John Hart along with Peter May. John Hart saying to Peter May, guess whose birthday it is today?
I have no idea.
48 years ago today. He would have been 48 today. Let's put it that way.
No.
That gives you something.
Another
he would have been
one.
48 today.
Who?
He was born in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh.
Charles Harden Holly.
Oh, yeah?
We may know him as Buddy.
That's right.
Yeah, 48 he would have been today. All right. Now you know everything there is to know on 1390 KBEST.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy.
Yeah, every ticker by ticker. Gladys Knight and the Pips on 1390 KBEST. 19 now past the hour of 7. John Hart along with Peter May. Today's birthdays who include Grandma Moses. Anna Mary Grandma Moses.
She would have been about 165 today?
Yeah, 1860. She painted her first picture at age 78, became America's most famous, what they call, primitive artist.
Mm-hmm.
In art terminology, primitive means when Grandma painted a picture of a horsey. It looked exactly like a horsey. You know what I mean?
It looked exactly like a horsey painted by an 8-year-old.
Exactly.
Prices are slashed like never before during the giant Labor Day sale at the Electric Outlet. It's your chance of a lifetime to choose from a big selection of electric room heaters at the lowest prices ever. Now you can enjoy efficient, clean, and economical electric heat and save money at the same time. The Electric Outlet is featuring fantastic sale prices on register sealer, caulk, outdoor lights, garage door insulation kits, and much more, too. Don't miss it. The big Labor Day sale at the Electric Outlet, 24 West Superior Street in Minnesota Power.
Boomer's Bar at 511 East 4th Street, home of the Monday Night Ball Team special, now brings that special to you, the fans. Now every Saturday night is beer night. Come to Boomer's for great prices on pitchers of beer. You say you don't like pitchers? Well, then catch the special prices on your favorite bottled beer, like Pabst, Stroh's, or Coors. Fantastic beer specials and the party of your life every Saturday night at Boomer's, 511 East 4th Street.
721, you've moved the dial way down to the right-hand side, and baby, you found us. We are 1390 KBEST. That's Robert Bobby to his mother, Bobby V, on 1390 KBEST. 725, John Hart along with Peter May. Temps remain the same, friends. 57 Airport, 59 downtown.
Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile in Superior is giving you a reason to celebrate. It's their year-end clearance sale going on today and tomorrow, 2 days only. Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile will have lots of free hot dogs and Coke and lots of savings. Super low clearance prices on 84 Chevrolets and Oldsmobiles. Outstanding buys on pre-owned cars and demos. The year-end clearance sale at Larson Chevrolet Oldsmobile in Superior, today and tomorrow only. Don't miss out on a good excuse for a celebration!
Home Market just keeps getting better and better. Their proportion cut department, like always, will cut and trim your steaks and chops to your specifications. That way you'll see exactly what you're buying. Long since a tradition throughout our area for their top quality meats, Home Market now offers a complete deli, jammed full of delicious salads, beans, meatballs and mustard sauce, and much, much more. For you sausage lovers, try their homemade potato sausage, brats, or Italian sausage, among others. Home Market, 531 North 40th Avenue West. Shop the store where the sun shines more.
Hey, this is 1390 KBest News. Pete May, Johnny Hart right here, 726 the time. And an irregular feature at the 725 News is the Music Almanac. And today, of course, John mentioned that this would have been Buddy Holly's 48th birthday, and you do have to wonder just a little bit what might have been had the young man lived. Other birthdays today include Gloria Gaynor. She's 35 years old today. And on this date back in 1963, the Pride of Hibbing, Minnesota, Bobby Dylan, sometimes known as Bobby Zimmerman, appeared for the first time on the pop album charts with the name of his album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah. Bob, if you're in town,
call us and say hello.
Call us and say hello.
Man. Yeah, he'll just retch and heave. All right, the annual Buddy Holly birthday celebration is underway in Lubbock, Texas. About 60 people opened the event yesterday with a meeting of the Buddy Holly Memorial Society. And last night, several hundred people attended a concert at the Texas Tech University Museum. The show was in conjunction with an exhibit on 75 years of West Texas music with an emphasis on Holly, a Lubbock native. Holly would have been 48 today. Other festivities planned for the Holly celebration include dance contests, probably not break dancing, and a parade from the Texas Tech campus to the new Holly statue in the center of town.
You're pretty sure they wouldn't. There'd be no breakdancing allowed, huh?
No breakdancing allowed at the Buddy Holly deal. And then just as another note, the Ernest Tubb died yesterday at the age of 70 after a long bout with emphysema. He was surrounded by friends and family. The Texas troubadour passed away at Nashville's Baptist Hospital, where he was admitted back on the 10th of August. Merle Haggard says he lost a great friend, the last of the Cowboys, all sorts of accolades and things for the Texas Troubadour.
How could you not like Walking the Floor Over You?
That was his last song that he did on stage, too, back in 1982.
Right?
Yeah, that was the last time he appeared anywhere. A two-county commission studying the legal borders of the Oneida Indian Reservation down around Green Bay say it wants the tribe to meet for negotiations. After a closed-door meeting yesterday, the Brown and Otagamie County Commission said it would send a letter to tribal officials asking for the meetings. There was no immediate response from the tribe. The Oneidas have said they will meet with individual local governments, but will not talk with the commission regarding the legal boundaries of their reservation. Walter Mondale says he's more in tune with the South than President Reagan is, and to prove it, he's in Dixie today. And he's going to do a one-day tour of Georgia, mostly Atlanta, and he'll be up in Tennessee, the Democratic presidential nominee and Minnesota's favorite son. Says he believes the South wants to control nuclear arms and turn down or lighten up on the deficit. Stephanie Reed and her father Walter are recuperating today at University of Minnesota hospitals following yesterday's operation in which surgeons transplanted the Florida man kidneys into the abdomen of the 12-pound child. State Agriculture Commissioner Jim Nichols predicting 13,000 farm operations in Minnesota will be forced out of business by debt over the next 2 years. At a public hearing yesterday, state officials urged to consider expanding rather than closing the Anoka State Hospital, which is currently unable to serve all people which need its services in Minnesota. A 23-cent first-class stamp could move one step closer today when the Postal Rate Commission releases its recommendation on an increase proposed by the Postal Service. The current 20-cent stamp has been with us since November of 1981. Remember the flack that went up on that one?
Oh, yeah.
Watch 23 cents. I, for one, will moan. I don't know.
I'm so doggone... Well, I guess you don't have. I was going to say, I'm so doggone old I can remember, but you don't have to be to remember when it was a dozen cents or even 10 cents.
cents.
Yeah, I remember when airmail was 8 cents. Yeah. That shows you how old I am. It used to be airmail. Of course, now everything goes by air. Two Minnesota North Stars handled the scoring for Team USA last night in Canada's Cup win. Brian Lawton scored 2 second-period goals to power the U.S. squad to a 3-2 victory over Czechoslovakia. That game played in Buffalo, New York. Minnesota Twins open a very important 6-game homestand tonight. They play host to the Texas Rangers at the Metrodome. By the way, the Twins, who had a day off yesterday, have only one more day off for the entire season.
You're kidding.
And there's 23 games left.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how they'd get around the labor laws on that, but whatever. Twins and Kansas City Royals, of course, are tied for first. And Minnesota Vikings cut kicker Benny Ricardo and two rookies, wide receiver Lawrence Thompson and center Malcolm Carson. They signed guard Bill Dugan, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks. He was recently cut from that squad.
What does your sports investment counselor say about the Vikings and Philadelphia this weekend?
The sports investment counselor also predicts that the Minnesota Vikings win that game.
Which is
just remarkable. They're 4.5-point dogs, and I think that the final, when it finally comes down, is going to be Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings 21, Philadelphia Eagles 13.
All right.
And I told you almost to the numeral perfect on the score of the first game. And I said the Vikes were going to lose it 33-3, and it didn't end up that, but it ended up something just about like it. Twin Ports weather, cloudy and windy with south-southeasterly winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good chance for rain today, all the way through tomorrow, as a matter of fact. A 50% chance of rain today. Small craft advisories are in effect if you plan to do some fishing. And by the way, John, you mentioned that some people were saying that the fish are coming in close to shore down by the Curling Club,
right? Yeah, they sure are getting close. And I was down by the Curling Club the other night. I couldn't believe all the cars parked there, so I parked my little pickup truck, and I got out, and geez, the shore was just lined with them.
Well, that's great. And people, you saw one guy haul a pretty good-sized lake trout out of there,
sure
right?
was. They're getting them.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, airport temperature 57 degrees at 732, 59 degrees downtown at 1390 KBAS. Good morning to you.
She's made out of love, like one of those bunnies out of the Playboy Club.